Are you ready to start living your best life today? Hey, y'all, I'm Mallory, and welcome to the Living Fully podcast. I'm a wife, mom, and entrepreneur here to encourage you toward a life of joy and fulfillment. My heart of big dreams took me a long way from growing up on a farm in Kentucky, from Miss America and The Amazing Race, all the way to writing a best-selling book and creating two multi-million dollar merchandise lines. Through this crazy journey, I've had a lot of highs and some lows, but I found my true self along the way. So now my hope is to motivate you to find your own version of living fully. Here, we believe you have a choice in your legacy. So let's start living it out today. I'm Mallory, and this is the Living Fully podcast. Welcome back to the Living Fully podcast. It's been a long time since I've said those words, and I've been saying to my team, oh my gosh, I'm so excited to start the podcast back. I can't believe it's been a whole year. Well, newsflash to me, it's been 2 years. So this has been a long time coming and something that I'm so excited about because I'm honored to be in the space of being a voice in your head, in your ears, through your car speakers or through your AirPods. The podcast space to me is so special and sacred, and it's truly one of my favorite spaces to be in. So I've really missed it. I'm so excited because a lot has changed in the past 2 years, and I'm going to talk about some insights today that I've learned in my own journey with Living Fully that I've put into practice in the past 2 years, and you guys haven't heard these on Instagram. You haven't seen them in a blog post or an email. You certainly haven't heard them on a podcast because we've been on a long vacation. And so I'm really excited to bring you guys a few things today and to kick off this podcast right, because this new podcast, the new and revamped Living Fully podcast 2.0, is going to be something really special and something I'm so excited about. So before we get into all that's changed in the past 2 years and the things that I've learned, I want to set an intention for this podcast because, you know, I got into the podcast space back in 2019. I think it was 2019. And I got into the space because I knew I liked motivational content. I knew I was coming out with a book. I knew that a lot of people were doing podcasts, and I knew that I loved to be in conversation with people. So I said, okay, why not? Let's start a podcast. And then as the podcast kind of like took flight on its own, it became something that I became really intentional about. And it became really special to me because it is really an honor to be able to be in these conversations and talk about subjects that are really important in our lives to you guys, the community that's really important to me. So I want to set an intention for starting back. This community is truly like such a space of encouragement and inspiration and growth. And you guys inspire me every day. And what I want this podcast to be for you guys is think of it as like an anchor and a buoy. I want us to be really grounded in our values. Think of that as like your anchor. But then I want to really like buoy you up to your potential. And I think that a lot of the Living Fully content that I've written about and that I've put out in older podcasts, the motivation piece and the like, let's all live up to our potential. That's a big part of what I stand for and what we're always in conversation about. But there's that big piece of, you know, what are our values and like, what are the things that anchor us and that help us live our lives in the best way we possibly can in our time on earth. So I want this podcast to be both a place of inspiration and like grounding in the present moment and in all the things that are important to us and our values and these things I think that can really help us to become the best version of ourselves. So I will give you a quick little over the last 2 years life update before I go into the things that I've learned and some takeaways that I know you guys can use in your life after listening to this very first podcast. So in the past 2 years, like I said, you see in the background here, this beautiful new office. The business has really expanded. We have an office space now. We have this amazing small team of women who are just fantastic. And I have this community to thank for that because growth doesn't just happen. It happens because you have a community that is buying your products and loving what you put out and sharing your content on social media and just being there every step of the way and supporting. So that is one thing that's happened over the past 2 years. A big thing that happened in the past 2 years, as you guys have seen if you follow me on Instagram, is I had a little girl. So we went from a family of four to a family of five, and she is the most precious light. And I always laugh about this because Kyle used to say this just about having boys, but there's something about having like the same gender of a child that makes you really want to get your life figured out, because you know that you are their role model. And I know that I am the woman that Sunday is going to experience the most, at least in her formative years in life. And so I think about a lot of the things that I'm doing now in life, in my business and in my home, through that lens of like, she's going to be watching me and she's going to be becoming her own little version of a little girl and then a woman. And I'm going to be very impactful in that journey and in her experience. So it's a motivator to me and something I'm really excited about, scared about at the same time, but excited about. And speaking of Sundays, we started a pajama line that has been so much fun. I'm a lifelong lover of pajamas. If you guys know my story before, you know that like resting used to be and like taking a break used to be something that was really hard for me. So pajamas, even like back in the day when I wasn't even sleeping, pajamas, I feel like were the only way that I actually felt, okay, like this is the pause in my day and like I'm going to take care of myself. And I've always been a lover of pajamas. And so we decided, you know, a year and a half ago, Sunday was a few months old, like we need to start a pajama brand, like a luxury pajama brand for women. And it needs to just be something really special where we celebrate in these pajamas, kind of like we did in our Living Fully Co sweatshirts for so long. And so we named it In My Sundays, and we've had two launches and people are just as obsessed with these pajamas as I am obsessed with these pajamas. That's just been so fun over the past couple of years. And as life is life, it has not all been sunshine and rainbows. One of the hardest things that's happened in the last couple of years happened not too long ago. It's only been a few months, but a couple months. We lost my grandpa, who was the center of our universe in our family. He was the patriarch. He lived in the center of our property where, you know, everybody even like geographically was just around him. He was the greatest person that I've ever known in my life. I dedicated Living Fully to him because he is the greatest version of Living Fully that I have ever seen in my entire life. And losing him has been a challenge for me in a lot of ways and something that, you know, I'm working through. But when you lose that guiding light and that person that's such a big part of your foundation, and the person that was simply like just my idol in life, you feel a little bit like you're just floating around and like lost in the universe there for a while. So it's really caused me to go from like being so devastated and sad in the beginning to now getting really introspective about like, how can I carry on his legacy and how can I be like him just in my everyday life? And how can I continue on without that piece of the puzzle, like alive in my life and being able to have him on the other side of the phone or, you know, at home whenever we go home to Kentucky. So, you know, the good and the bad, all that's made up these past couple years has taught me a lot and has brought me to a new place in my journey with Living Fully. And it's given me some new insights. It has brought me to understand some things about myself that I hadn't really thought through or had the chance to grow through in the last 10 years or so. And so I'm really excited to share some of those insights with you guys today, because a lot of what we shared and talked about on the podcast in the first several seasons, 70 something episodes, was about my journey of living fully over the past like 10 or so years. A lot of that is what you've read in my book or things that I've learned from the parts of my journey that you guys are probably familiar with. And I like to reflect back over the last couple years and pull some new reflections out because these are very applicable to my life. These are things that you guys haven't heard before. And I'm really excited to bring these three things to you guys today because I know these are takeaways that can help you in your own life because they really helped me in my life. And so I'm going to share those with you today. And the first one is something that I'm going to call like removing the shadow maker. I know that's kind of like a, what in the world are you talking about here? But let me explain this. So let's talk about what is a shadow maker? What am I even talking about? And like, how have I learned to remove these things in my own life to better let my light shine? So a few years ago, I was going through this period in my life where I would definitely say your classic fear spiral. I was really obsessing about how my book would be received because it was before my book was going to be released. I was really caring about like other people's outside opinions that I couldn't control. I was really having a tough time like being present as a parent because I was just worrying about so many aspects of my growing business. And it was a really challenging time in my life. So much so to the point where I'm a person that I know when I need some outside help to get out of this thing that I'm in. Okay. So I got to that point and my therapist, like who I was working with at the time, like really helped me see, hey, like it's time to make a move. We have to do something different. So I live in Nashville, Tennessee, and there's this program called OnSite that one of my friends started. That's a really amazing program. They have these kind of retreat style therapeutic like sessions for a few days where you work through sometimes some really intense like traumatic experiences or blocks or whatever it is in this group setting. And part of the magic of OnSite is what you experience when you're there. So I'm not going to go into too much detail about how I arrived to this, but I will say that at the end of the weekend, you kind of like have this breakthrough. And I did have this really incredible breakthrough that I still feel the effects of today. And so it's a really powerful thing to experience and go through. And anybody that's been to this program like says the same things about it. And so as I was completing the work that you do in these rooms, it's all facilitated by like a licensed therapist. And at the end, we were getting ready to leave this room that we'd been doing this work in, and he handed me this like pink or orange, like neon index card, and it said spirit-filled. And he handed it to me, and he said, "You are spirit-filled." And he said, "You and your issue is always at the base of all of your issues is going to be that you are blocking your spirit and it is not able to shine." And he said, "So don't think of it as I've got to change something in me or I've got to go out and like find these things or learn these things." He's like, "It's already in you. All you have to do is figure out the things that are in the way of that and clear those things out." And that was a big aha moment to me. So I thought of these things, of these fear spirals and all of these things that I was worrying about and like parenting and these different things that had been truly like blocking my spirit. I was not even able to be the person that I knew that I was because of all of these, what I'll call shadow makers. So there were these big things that were casting this shadow over my spirit and like the light that I know is within me. And this doesn't only apply to me. That's why I'm sharing this as a takeaway for you guys today, because I believe that there's so much goodness in all of us. And I believe that so many of our spirits are alive and well and thriving and just like a bull in the chute at a rodeo. Like all you need to do is like let that gate open and like our spirits can be free. And I believe that there are so many people that have so many things that block that spirit. And maybe it's for your entire life that there are things standing in the way of this spirit that like is just wanting to shine. So why I think this was so transformational for me, the way that he said this is I always like an easy way to fix a problem. a lot of people, I think, are like very obsessed with like, I'm going to take this step and this step and this step and this step. And here's how I'll arrive at my goal or destination. Me, I want to go in like one straight line from point to point. I want to find the easiest way from point A to point B. I think that's why I've been able to achieve a lot in my life. So for me, instead of thinking of adding things to my life and it being some huge life overhaul, I now think of it as removing things. And to me, that is a much easier lift and a much quicker way to a better life. So from that moment on, about 2.5, 3 years ago, I think of when I need to change something or shift something in my life, I say to myself, I'm spirit-filled. I have a light within me. What is in the way of that and how can I remove it? So if you're feeling like something is off in your life, I want you to take an examination of yourself, where you are, and think, what are the things that I can eliminate? What are the things that are casting a shadow over the things that I want to shine out of me, the person that I want to be, the parent that I want to be, the business owner that I want to be, the person that I want to show up as on social media or wherever it be in your life? Think of it like that, and it's really powerful. It's a powerful perspective shift, or at least it was for me. Okay, so the second thing that I've learned, let's call it a takeaway for like being really technical today on this podcast. Takeaway number two would be something that I know has stemmed from abundant living. I think it's really powerful to live from a place of abundance. I've talked about this for years and years. And this is something that you heard me talk about before because it is something that I've done, whether, and I'm talking like abundance in the very easy ways to see abundance. Like, you know, in the very beginning when I started talking about like abundant living and stuff like that, I was living in a condo on Music Row with the walls that I'd painted hot pink and recording these YouTube videos and like just really dreaming of what I wanted to build, which is what I have built here 8 years later. And I'm sitting in the office where we're doing so many of the things that I dreamed of doing 7 or 8 years ago. But even back then when I had a lot of abundance in things, but there was still so much more that I wanted in my life. But I've always lived from and acted from a place of abundant living. And something that I've noticed specifically from the way that I've lived that way in the last couple of years is really powerful actually to help call other people up into their potential and into their version of abundant living. And that is like calling out the good, or call it gold, whatever you want to call it, calling out the good in other people and how powerful that is to lift other people up into their potential. I've seen kind of my dad, he's run a business where he had a lot of employees for a long time. And every time I went in their office growing up, I felt like he would always just like call people into their potential. He was always telling them what they did really well. And I would see those people show up different in the way that they would work because of something that he had called out in them. And I think that I've seen that for a long time in my life. I see my mom does it too. My mom is like the person that I've never heard anyone give more people compliments in my entire life than my mom. It's like such a funny, special thing about her. But you know, I've seen people do it my whole entire life. And so I think I naturally have always done it. But I also think that it's so powerful, especially like in a culture of a very self-focused culture, to focus on other people and to help other people and to help call other people up into their potential. So I think that, you know, you're probably sitting here and you're like, I don't even know if I'm in a state of abundant thought processes or abundant living. Here is how I'm going to give you an examination tool today that's going to help you know exactly where you're at in a mindset of abundance, or if you're in a mindset of like lack thinking before you can even get to the part of calling other people up into their potential. Because you've got to get into a state of abundant living first and abundant thinking and just abundant existing in the world. So when you see a person, well, let's just use social media as an example, who has something that you want, be it a house or a spouse or a baby or a fitness journey or a new office, whatever it is, what is your initial gut feeling about seeing that person get that thing? That right there, I think, is your answer. I believe, gosh, it was Mel Robbins, I think, that said this, that jealousy is just blocked desire. It is just something that you want in your life. And I think that if we can get a little introspective by seeing how we react to those people that get those things, that's a really great place to start. Because if you see somebody, this is why I feel like I've always been kind of in abundant living, because I'll see somebody get something and I think, that is so great. You know, that is, I'm happy for that person. I feel genuinely good for that person that got that thing. And that's how I know that I'm in a state of abundant living. There's enough for everybody. There are some of my friends whose businesses are doing 10 times the revenue of what my business is doing. There are podcasters that are getting 10 times the listens that my podcast is getting. There are people on Instagram that have 3 million followers more than me. And when they hit that 3 million mark, or they hit that on Instagram, or they hit that 200 million mark of like sales revenue in a year, my jaw hits the ground. And my first instinct is to think, oh my gosh, that is amazing. And that's what it feels like to live from a place of like abundant living and not from a place of lack. So when you're living in that space, it's very easy for you to A, notice the good in other people, and B, throw that out there and like help them see the good in themselves and help call that good out into the open and help them lift up into their potential. I think it's really powerful. I think that what you put out comes back to you, and I know that it comes from a place of abundant living. And it's something that I've really seen as my team has expanded, as I've come in contact with so many more people in the last couple of years, and as I've brought my message of living fully to more and more people, I know that that is something that is really powerful in your circles. And that's another takeaway that I wanted to bring to you guys today, because it's something that you can put into practice today. And it's an examination tool that you guys can literally do right now, today, to see where you're at, if you're living with an abundance or a lack mindset. And then if you're living with a mindset of abundance, start looking for the good in other people and helping them reach their potential, I think, is really powerful. Okay, so that's the second takeaway. So let's go on to the third and final takeaway. And one that part of this has gotten a lot of airtime, because part of this is about habits. But let me just give you a different spin on habits, because I myself have changed some habits in the last couple of years since we've done a podcast. And I have realized there's a new piece to creating a habit that I hadn't really thought through before. And I think that this is why I've been able to create new habits and maintain these habits, is because now I really put a lot of focus on this piece of the puzzle. So I like to think of either changing a habit or creating a new habit now in like two parts. And part number one is something that I should have known, because I'm a person that's in recovery, and I have been for 10 years. And I believe that it's a big part of early sobriety. And that is removing the friction. So willpower alone cannot have us stop doing something or start doing something, or sometimes like it can for a few days. But then when willpower is not enough, I believe it's very powerful to remove the things from your environment. So in early sobriety, it was like I could not have alcohol or pills that I had been prescribed in my home. I just couldn't, because sometimes when maybe my willpower was low and where I didn't have the strength in me to say no, it was not readily available in my realm. And so I never really thought about this in the last several years when I've been trying to create new habits. I have really thought of habits as something that you just have to do. It's a discipline thing. So I get up in the morning and I do this thing. And I, even though I don't like it, I do this thing. And if I do it for 30 days, then it's going to become a habit. And this is just the way that this thing goes with these habits. And as I've looked at the habits that I've changed in my life in the last 2 years, one being for the last year, I've been extremely consistent with exercise. And I've been extremely consistent with exercise without a specific goal. And that's something that's very, very hard for me. So if I have a goal of like, I'm doing Miss America or I'm doing the Amazing Race or I'm trying to get in shape for my wedding or I have gestational diabetes and I know that I need to bring my blood sugar numbers down, like, and exercise really helps. It's a lot easier for me to create a habit around exercise, but here floating around in the universe with no goal, it's kind of like, well, like, is it really, do I really need to do this? So it was harder for me to create this habit in my life. And when I created this habit last year, I realized that what I did was I removed the friction. I removed the things that were in my way each day to get me from a place of not doing that thing to doing that thing. So with exercise, I used to exercise at the YMCA. You know, we live 10 minutes away from a YMCA in Nashville. And with three young children, the aspect of exercising that was making sure I had childcare at the house because I couldn't just leave my children there by themselves. And then the 10 or 15 minute drive there and then the 10 or 15 minute drive back was enough some days to make it really, really, really hard to do that thing that day, to form that habit, to not break my streak of however many days I'd been doing this thing. And so I realized this kind of accidentally because Kyle got me a treadmill for Mother's Day in May. So I had started working out consistently in February. I know working out is so good for me and like my brain and my clarity in the day. And it helps me in so many ways. So in February, I'd started working out. So March, April, May. So it was kind of like a fight for me and like, I don't want to do this. And like figuring all these things out. When he got me that treadmill and we put it in my garage, I realized because it became so much easier for me to create the habit because the friction was removed. The drive to the YMCA and the having to get somebody to watch the children and make sure all those things were set up, removing that was the game changer for me. So now I think of habits in that way of what's the friction that I can remove? So be it sobriety, take the alcohol out of the house. Like your spouse should be able to support you in that. And if they can't, that's a whole nother conversation. But, you know, at least in the beginning and at least until it becomes part of who you are, because the part of habits and habit forming that I do believe is, you know, something that we've heard over and over, but is true, is that once you repeat it over and over and over and over, it becomes a part of who you are. And in order to get to that place, I really feel that the piece that was missing for me, and the piece that I've really learned in the last couple of years was what can I remove that's in the middle of me to getting to that place of like creating that habit. Another example, if you're wanting to journal, one of my habits that I've formed this year in 2024 was I wanted to journal every single night. So if I keep my journal right next to my bed with a pen on the top of it, it is much easier for me to journal than if I have to go in another room and get the journal and bring it. I mean, there are like really, really simple ways that you can remove and eliminate these obstacles or this friction, whatever you want to call them. If you're trying to eat less sugar, remove the sugar from your house. I mean, there are times where we just get like animal crazy and we want to get in the car and go to the gas station and get Nerd gummy clusters. But I mean, from in the day to day, if you can remove those things from your general vicinity, it can really help you create some of those habits. And habits truly create the life, create the person. I really believe that changing your habits is really powerful. You can change your habits and you can change the person that you are. So I truly believe that viewing a habit in these two parts can give you the confidence to actually make the change in your life and actually make that habit part of who you are. So to summarize those three things that I have really learned that are new and different in the way that I have seen living fully, like manifest in my own life in the past few years, in the past couple of years. Number one, like remove the shadow makers, remove the things that are in your way. Instead of thinking about, I have to go out and I have to make this huge change and it's a life overhaul, let's simplify and think of actually, what are the things that I need to remove that are in the way of the way that I want to live? That's number one. Number two, from a place of abundant living, you can call people into their potential by calling out the good in other people, by first noticing the good in other people and then calling that out. I think that that's just really powerful. And number three, if you think of a habit in two parts, specifically that first piece of removing the friction and the obstacles in the way of those habits and those things that you want to change in your life, removing those things so that you can get to a place where you're actually doing those things. And then those things become your habits. And then those habits just become a part of the person that you are. Those are three things that have been really powerful for me in my life in the past couple years, and things that I just wanted to kick off the Living Fully podcast with, talking about three things that you can immediately take away from this podcast and help you live a better life. So I'm so excited to be back. This space is, if not my favorite, like one of my top favorites. And I'm really glad that I've had the last 2 years to kind of live and be and grow and think of the things that I want to bring you, because you guys listening to this podcast is such an honor and giving me 30 or 45 minutes or an hour of your day. So I really want to bring you some good stuff in this new podcast. So I'm really excited for that and to bring it back to you. And I'm really excited for the component that we're bringing with the video. Video is kind of where I started, and YouTube. And we had never really used that in the old podcast. We'd always recorded the videos, but we just never really brought it to you guys. And I know that there are a lot of people who like to watch a podcast or consume a podcast this way. So I'm really excited, because it's like we're just best friends talking in a living room on your TV or on your phone. And if you aren't subscribed to the Living Fully podcast, please subscribe. We are back and brand new and hopefully better than ever. And give this podcast a review if you liked it. That really helps me. That helps other people to see this podcast. And I read every one of those reviews. So it just means a lot to me to read your words, and it's encouraging. And you guys, you already know how I feel about you, because you guys are just the absolute most awesome community that I could ever ask for. And I'm really excited for this relaunch, and I'm really grateful to you guys for being patient with us over the last couple years, because we're really excited to be back. So thank you so much for listening to the Living Fully podcast today, and tune in next week for a brand new episode. Hey there, if you're loving the show, we would love to have you subscribe. So go find that little plus sign or follow button in your podcast app to make sure you won't miss a single episode. See you next week.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.